T-minus 44. Private jet, Frankfurt to New York.
Something tells me we're not going to be talking much about the discovery of Dortolu Tepe, Billy Kendrick sighed, looking down at the Atlantic Ocean as he and Timo Fiori made their way to New York for the imminent Focus 2020 panel.
Seems not, Timo sighed. A lot had changed since they set off from Ankara, with Leisha's remarkable show of force and anger coming shortly after a quick refueling in Frankfurt. While Timo's laptop relayed the troubling footage from Buenos Aires and the even more troubling reaction from elements of the American media, Billy's screen was filled with a paused image from the Turkish discovery that had landed him in a jail cell and looked set to rewrite humanity's understanding of its own history as well as that of the messengers. Billy had managed to smuggle this footage out of Turkey thanks to his spur-of-the-moment decision to swallow the minuscule camera on which he had captured the images, while the second stage of the operation was one that Timo repeatedly asked Billy to spare him the details of. It hadn't been flushed away, and that was all Timo had to know. Having been just as enthused as Billy about the Turkish find, however, Timo was equally troubled by what had happened since. William Godfrey was no friend of his, but Clark McCarthy was, and Leisha's presence was quite clearly a prerequisite for any of the future interspecies cooperation that Timo so dearly wished to participate in. All of Timo and Billy's attempts to reach Clark had failed, as had their efforts to reach anyone in Birchwood, leaving them with nothing but hope that everything was okay. Everything wasn't okay, as both knew only too well, but as long as Clark was still physically safe, Leisha was still on or above Earth, and Emma was still keen to appear on Focus 2020, things could be okay. Their perspective on what was normal had been ever-changing for the past few years, along with everyone else's, so there was, in essence, no base state of normality for everything to return to. What counted was societal stability and open relations with the messengers, and these were the things Billy and Timo would spend the rest of their flight wishing for.
But you know what, Billy?
Timo asked, turning around to glance at his friend who was comfortably reclined a few seats back.
At least we have this footage. We don't want to bring it to light in the wrong way, but it's there if we need it. You know, the old emergency stop gambit.
Billy's eyes remained focused on the screen in front of him, the most important ancient carving found so far, that of a non-messenger extraterrestrial standing on Earth with a decidedly familiar cable connecting it to a human, certainly didn't strike him as something they wanted to reveal during a period of full-blown media hysteria. It didn't answer anything, only raising a whole host of new questions, including some that led to fairly unsettling thoughts and possibilities.
I know what you mean, Billy replied. But Timo, if things get to a point where we're releasing this to calm people down.
Timo exhaled deeply and nodded in reluctant agreement. He gazed out of the window, his eyes trying to discern where the ocean met the sky while his mind wondered where Leisha was and just what the hell might happen next.